Blog Talk Radio.
Biscuits and Tea Mystic. Tonight we're going to talk about pets. Our pets do greet us when we pass on. Our pets have personalities and they also have their individual voice. And when I do a reading for pets, they'll show me their favorite toy, they'll show me their colors, they'll show me their favorite treat, and they do have their own accents. And their own ways of speaking. They're funny little things. And there are buddies. There are friends, and they look at you like you just are the only person in the whole world, and to them you are. To them you're everything. And they also have their little quirks, and whenever they pass on, they'll teach the new pet what to do, and they'll come in and out throughout your life. They go in and out of the vortex, and you'll see them and you'll hear them even after they pass. I had a friend that had a cat, and it would drink out of the faucet, and you'd hear it drinking. The water would turn on, and you'd hear it drink out of the faucet, or you'd hear it meow even after it was passed on. Or you'll you'll feel your pet lay on the end of the bed, and you'll hear noises of them either banging the bowl or running, you know, because energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form. And I'll take my first caller, and her number is 330. Hello, 330.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What state are you from?
Ohio.
Okay. And what's your question?
I'm with Daisy right now, and she's 2 years old this month, but she's having a problem. She's still going in the house, potty training.
Well, she does it out of spite.
Oh, great.
Well, she has an attitude, and when you yell at her, she'll do it just on purpose.
Well, I yell at her because she went in the house.
I know, but then she does it out of spite. So you're going to have to come to an agreement.
Okay.
And tell her, you know, there's rules, and you got to follow the rules. And once she understands that, she won't do it anymore. And did you get a new pet or a cat or something? Because there's something new in the house that she's PO'd about.
Oh, the guy that I would like to be a boyfriend came over for the first time on Friday.
And she's not happy about it. She is not pleased.
But he's a dog guy. He loves dogs.
I know, but she's just not, because he's taken attention away from her.
Oh, boy.
You know, can't help but they show me.
Now,
tell
I have
her,
two others. Now,
you need to tell her, look, you know, this is a nice man, and he's going to be around. He's not going anywhere. You peeing ain't going to help.
Right, because I just washed the carpet and she went again.
Yep, she's doing it out of spite.
Okay, now I have two more, Mickey and Minnie, who go outside potty. But all three of them are used to sleeping with me, but now I need them to either sleep on the floor or sleep in their crate.
They're so used to sleeping with you, you'll have to put them in their crate.
Okay.
Because they're going to want to be right there with you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start that before I let him stay over all night.
Right, because they're going to be right, all four of y'all be in the bed together.
Yeah. And he's not going to go for that. He's not going to go for that.
He's not going to like that.
No. Start now. Is there anything I can negotiate with them to make this easier on everybody?
Well, slowly but surely say, come on, we're going, and put a treat, give them a treat once they go in their crate. They're very
treat-oriented.
You know, and that'll help a lot. And tell them, well, we're going to do this when he's here, you know. And you guys will probably have to sleep on the floor or in your crate if he becomes part of the family. You know, just talk to them. They understand you.
I did, but don't. One mini one, she cried just about all night and kept me awake. And I feel so bad, but hey.
They'll get used to it eventually.
Okay.
You know, it's just training. You're welcome. Yeah, and the next person, 520. Hello, 520.
Hi. Hi.
What is your name and what state are you from and what's your question?
Lisa, and I'm from Utah.
And what's your question?
I just came from an office just now, and I asked them if I could go to work with them. I talked with Karen in the office, and she said,
yeah, you
sure,
know we're
no
doing
problem.
That.
Oh.
You
I'm
know we're
sorry.
Doing that tonight, right?
No, I'm sorry.
but you called in anyway. So what you want to know? I see you working someplace else.
Okay, I talked with Karen, and she said yes, I could come work with them. I'm just hoping it's going to be successful. I'll make money there.
I see you temporary with them, and then you'll go to a permanent.
Okay.
I don't think this is your forever job.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And the people that I'm leaving behind, another agency that I'm leaving, are they going to be okay with everything when I go?
Well, you're going to have full-time work on.
Okay. All right.
With benefits, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
So I see you doing that. So that'll probably happen in, it looks like you'll do it in the beginning of 2019.
Oh, my heavens. Wow, what a step up. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
I see no more temporary work.
Oh, wow.
You know, in 2019, you'll have permanent. So that's what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, 951.
Hey.
What's your name and what state?
My name is Jenny.
And what state are you from?
I'm from California.
All right.
I'm just
what's
curious.
Your question?
Do animals see spirits?
Yes. They see them before you do.
Ah, okay.
So if you see your dog or cat tracking something, they're really seeing somebody. Does that make sense? Hello? Are you there? Call back in. I think you got cut off. Well, I'll try to get her again. Let's see. Hello, are you there? Well, I guess we'll go along and talk about more things. Yes, the animals can see spirits, and animals are very connected to you. They'll always let you know if there's something around, and the love goes on and on. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form. So that's what happens with animals, and they also, like I said, with you when you pass on, and they do teach the other pets how to do things. And they show things in color. You know, they'll like have an orange blanket or an orange ball, and they'll show you the colors. And they see, a lot of times, dogs are colorblind, and they see in black and white. I bet you all didn't know that. And dogs are just all love, and they're here to teach us love. That's the purpose of a dog. And they're just such wonderful critters. But sometimes people tend to hang on to their pets too long, and they let them suffer when they're being selfish and they can stay here. So when the pet tells you it's time to go, let them go with grace and dignity, because that's so important to do that. Because they love unconditionally. Sometimes they just stay for love, even though they are having suffering. So, because they love you so much, they're there. And it's too bad they don't live as long as we do. But always know that when you have a pet, it's a commitment for life. And I'll see you all in the future, and have a wonderful evening, everyone. And thank you for joining me tonight.